The Abbey of St. Columban. The abbey will, of course, remind you of the town's patron saint, St. Columban. He was born in Ireland and came to evangelize the region around the year 590. He founded a monastery that, 8 years later, would be home to more than 600 monks. It was thanks to this institution that the city would prosper and become a fortified town in the Middle Ages. Up until the 11th century, the monastery of Luxeuil was one of the most important and influential intellectual and spiritual centres in Western Europe. It is perhaps for this reason that some see Columban as the visionary patron saint of a united Europe and a bearer of hope and peace. Almost entirely rebuilt in the 17th century, the former Benedictine abbey that became a seminary school after the Revolution is now a pastoral and cultural centre and Catholic school. St. Columban Abbey is privately owned and now only open to the public for organised visits. It remains true to its vocation. It's a spiritual place as well as an intellectual and artistic venue which holds conferences, exhibitions and festivals throughout the year. If the gate is open, go into the main courtyard, where you'll find a statue of St. Columban. Cast in Luxeuil-les-Bains, it was inaugurated in 1939. The sculptor from Belfort, Eugène Trot, shows St. Columban as if he were walking towards a distant objective on a mission to conquer souls. It's one of the few bronze statues that would escape destruction by the Germans. The architecture of the site, steeped in prayer and intellectual endeavour, offers ideal surroundings for reflection, silence and recharging one's batteries. The immense buildings are very much monastic in appearance, despite the fact that they were almost entirely rebuilt in the 17th and 18th centuries. Inside the buildings are two magnificent staircases in the Salle des Princes and the Salon Bossuet. Both feature a Louis XV style stucco decor. The building also contains a neo-Renaissance chapel that was created in the 19th century, in what were once the monastery's wheat lofts. Something surprising, perhaps. This is because after the French Revolution, the abbey was converted into a seminary school. You can even see the stained glass from here. See if you can find it. When we say stained glass, we mean windows. The rear facade of the building has 108 of them that look out onto a large garden.
Nowadays, the abbey houses a private school, a pastoral centre, and a memorial space containing the research and discoveries of Gilles Cugnet, Philippe Kahn, and all the volunteers involved in preserving the heritage of Saint-Columban.